Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with
Call
your host,
Oprah
Vincent
Radio by
Sandin.
Her listeners.
Well, today's topic is removing obstacles. We're going to explore techniques that are metaphysical techniques, yogic techniques, and practical suggestions for you to overcome your own obstacles in your life. Sometimes obstacles are much easier to overcome than we ever think. But anyway, so let's call, if you want to have a session with me on the phone, online, today is USA toll free 877-876-5227. And I will repeat this number, toll free for US 877-876-5227. US and Canada 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. The direct line is 001. This is the international code for people who call outside the US. 530-876-3222. So remember, you can go to my website and just have a look at who I am, what I do, how I can help you, how I can help you. Anyway, you can just connect with me, send me an email, I'll be happy to reply. My website is www.joycelestial.com. Joy, like the joy, and celestial, like coming from the divine, joycelestial.com. Write me an email. You can open your free account over there and have access to free audio, articles, and everything there. It's free, so just go ahead and just sign up, and you will receive my newsletter where I'm going to give you some little tips sometimes, only twice a month, like every 2 weeks. So you're welcome to sign up. You're welcome to come in, and I hope we're going to connect. Okay, so let's start the topic today right away. Obstacles. First thing, whenever you are in your life, whenever you have a great obstacle, so whatever it is that you feel that you cannot do anything anymore, all right? First thing, calm down, because obstacles are usually not what they seem, because the mind in itself is a magnifier. It makes things a lot bigger than they are. And let me give you an example right away to explain this in the best way I can. For example, once I was sitting simply, you know, studying and reading something. I don't remember what I was doing, but I was reading something. And at some point, I see a huge monster coming, you know, on my right side. A really huge monster. And compared to the building that was next to me, it was such, almost like the whole building. And then I got scared. I said, oh my God, what kind of monster has arrived on the planet Earth? Then I turned my head. There was nothing. It was just a little mosquito running around. And this mosquito was actually very small, obviously, because it was just a mosquito. But because it was so close to my eye, at that point I could see the mosquito like a big monster. And another thing that happened just yesterday, when I was preparing for the radio show, I was just sitting here, and I have some stairs that go down the house, and I have this bag hanging there, just like a plastic bag. And I had my fan on, because here in Thailand it's hot. I need to refresh myself sometimes. And what I saw is that this bag was moving, but at the beginning, I could not really understand that there was that bag over there. I thought it was somebody coming in. There was this bag moving, and it looked like a face coming inside a house, like I was living one of my nightmares. And let me tell you something. This is the mind. The mind creates a lot of stories behind what it sees, because the mind is a magnifier. There is so much more into our subconscious that we don't realize. Even though we can just get rid of it easily if we want to, at that point we have to realize that in the subconscious, I mean, even when you're free, your subconscious mind will not cease to exist. It will still continue to do its own work. And what happens at that time, when it continues to do its own work, is all those patterns that are there, they will stay there. So you see, we have a subconscious chain reaction upon what is happening. Therefore, whatever seems small, whatever is small, actually, is connecting within ourselves with so many other little things, and we create from something small something incredibly bigger, much, much bigger. And let me tell you another thing, for example. I don't know, you walk and you see a dog, okay, and that dog reawakens in within yourself a memory that once you were bitten by a dog, and then You remember the environment around you. You remember that you hated a person in that environment, or you loved the person in that environment. There are so certain things. There are so many things that are connecting with each other. Once you remember that person, you remember all the anger, and then the anger will remind you of all the anger in the world, and the world that is happening now is something that happened just yesterday. Then you're going to say, oh my God, my life is terrible. But it is just a subconscious reaction. It is not real. You're not living this situation right now. It is a subconscious reaction, a chain reaction. So just remember, once you feel, once there are obstacles, first of all, calm down and see if the obstacles that you're living are really, really true obstacles or just a subconscious chain reaction. Okay? Because most of the time, what we need to understand is that to overcome the obstacles, we need a lot less than we ever expected. Let me give you another example for that. When I was younger, let's say quite young, like 15, 16, and I remember that I was hearing, you know, I was hearing some words that I didn't know. And at that point, when I heard these words, I felt some sort of danger, and I was quite worrying because I felt so ignorant of not knowing that word. Therefore, you know, what I just had to do, I just go to pick up a dictionary and read the meaning of the words and understand the meaning. So once I would have done that, I would have overcome my ignorance in 1 minute. But I didn't do that, and I kept on, and most people think do this, you know, in life it's like this. I didn't do that. I kept on worrying about meeting somebody who could ask me about this word, or and feeling ignorant and not adequate enough because of that reason. But when I decided, and I mean, you know, this might last days and days and days, even 1 week or even 2 weeks or even 1 month or even more. And once I decided to pick up the dictionary and look for the meaning of that word, then I overcame my ignorance in 1 minute. And I realized that all that I was living in that moment, it was just a subconscious reaction. You know, it was just an illusion. The obstacle, most of the times, are illusions. And I'm not saying that there's nothing that you have to overcome. I'm not saying that there are no obstacles. Obviously, there are. But usually, they are so much smaller than you ever thought. And so this is with life. Usually sometimes we say, okay, this is what I would like to do in my life, but I still don't know how to do it. I still don't know what it is that I have to do in this situation. I don't have the skills, the abilities, or the information necessary to overcome these obstacles. I don't know how to get there. Well, the thing is easy. Instead of worrying 500 years or, you know, 5 months, 2 months, 1 week, 1 day upon how to do it, just find a solution on how you can do that, on how you can acquire that ability. And step by step, you make a plan and you get there. Well, let me go on, for example, another thing. Sometimes we really think we're in great danger. Whenever an obstacle comes, we really think that our life is terrible, it's going to be terrible. And we are absolutely out of control, and there's danger. And that danger comes obviously from fear. We feel we have that sense of danger, like, this is an obstacle, my life can be ruined from this moment on. And this is absolutely not true, because if you consider it honestly and practically, and, you know, be sensible, the possibilities that your life is really going to be ruined from this moment on, if because just there is this obstacle over here, the possibilities that this is going to happen are really minimal, unless there's somebody who's really trying to kill you at that moment, okay? Or somebody who's really burning your house, or something like, but you know, what are the chances this is going to happen? If you're not in that situation, there's no real reason to feel such a great danger or such a feeling that your life is going to be ruined. This is an illusion, and it is, again, a mirror of your subconscious reaction. And this mirror, it is useful to realize that it is a mirror, Because we understand that what we're mirroring in our lives is just our anxiousness and worries and preoccupations. And obstacles most of the times are just made up. And to overcome something, it is much easier. Usually we understand something as an obstacle when it just is a little bit different than what we usually do every day. Something comes up new and we don't really know how to deal with it at first, that seems like an obstacle. And if we are emotional people, we build on it a lot until it becomes big and big. Then another thing that I would like to tell you, or Queenie, so first of all, just relax and understand that the mind is a magnifier. Usually you just have to bring clarity upon a few things and, you know, just do the first steps and understand what you're missing and doing. Now, another thing that you have to know, when you have obstacles in your life, and this is something like a natural thing to have obstacles, because obstacles will always come, that simply means that you're getting somewhere. If you just sit down all day doing nothing for the rest of your life, you're not going anywhere. You will have no obstacles at all. Except, the obstacles would be walking for more than 10 minutes. You might not have the energy even to do that. That would be an obstacle for you. But, you know, if you have an obstacle, that means that from this point, you're going to another point. And at that moment, you understand that your life is moving. So this is a great thing, because obstacles means that you are going, that you're walking the road to fulfillment, the road to success. And this is a true thing. Life is not smooth, because just for the reason that for moving, to move, to go somewhere, you have to use energy. You have to overcome. There is a road to walk. There's a way to walk. There's a path to walk. And, you know, you can find rain. The road can be sometimes not so smooth. But no matter. You just have in your mind where you're going. And once you get there, you'll be happy. You will say, okay, I got here. This is great. And, of course, even once you get there, you will understand you want to go somewhere else. But that's great. That's fine, too. That means you're going somewhere. There is a moment in your life when you understand that obstacles are not true obstacles, they're just signals or of your growth or what it needs to be overcome from the past to go into the new era, into the new age of yourself. We're going to talk about this a little bit more in detail, but let me first say a few things. When you are in front of an obstacle, you have to ask yourself, because you know you're moving, you're going somewhere in life. You have to ask yourself, am I moving towards or am I moving away? And this is a question that most people use to understand if they're moving in the right direction in life. And I've seen it used many times. But am I moving forward? Am I moving towards what I want? Or am I moving away from what I want? And to the answer to this question, even if you don't know what you want, let's say, the answer to this question has to be really quick. It has to be a quick inner response with no overthinking. And this question is enough to put you again on track. So let me give you the numbers if you want to call. Is US toll free 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227 for US and Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line 530-876-3222, and of course you have to dial the international code 001 for US. Let me tell you again, you can just visit my website, it's www.joycelestial.com, and open your free account or sign up for my newsletter, which you will receive every 2 weeks with some tips on how that you have things that you have to consider in order to be successful in life, in order to move forward in a spiritual way using the yogic techniques and metaphysical principles of Kriya Yoga to apply it in your everyday life. So, another thing that I would like to say, okay, all that you can do in your life, no matter which obstacles you're facing, first of all that you can do is just your best, okay? And as soon as you continue to do your best, you have nothing to blame. You have nothing to feel guilty about. You have nothing to feel bad about. And if you really do your best, the thing comes down to two factors. The two factors are, first of all, you. Second, the universe. There is you and the universe experiencing through you. And when people say, well, it depends also on other people, let me tell you, it depends just from you and the universe, because the universe is the only source from which everything comes. People, situations, and fact, everything. Right people, right situations, happiness, all comes from there. The universe comes into play when your life is in tune with the essence or what you're looking for. In other words, from a universal perspective, if you're looking for prosperity, you have to understand prosperity from a universal perspective. If you attune yourself to that perspective, and you realize in that perspective that you have your own life here on this planet that needs to be fulfilled in that perspective, the universe then starts to come down and give you a help. And he gives you a help for real. And even for love, when you start understanding how to live from the binding force of love, of uniting, the binding force that unites us all, that is called love, when you start living from that level, at some point you feel love sustaining your life. First you will feel it within yourself, then all around you, you start smiling at people, you start being happy, and you will start being really, really magnetic. So the universe, you, is you. And the universe, we have to relate to it through concepts, universal principles, universal laws. And I think the best way is to understand the eight aspects of God, the eight aspects of the universe that are manifesting in this planet, in this life here. And not only in this planet, but in the cosmos. And these eight aspects are peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. Now, these basic eight aspects are the manifestation of God in the universe, from out of which everything comes, out of which the forces of the universe are operating, and to which we want to reunite ourselves. Okay? So, if I am a businessman, but what happens is that I might be looking for power. So, if you are an actor, you might be looking for the light. If you are a mother, you might be looking for love. Or sometimes, like myself, I'm looking for peace. Okay, in whatever I do, I'm looking for peace. I'm looking for a moment where I can just relax and say, nothing is due anymore. And if you see behind the events in your life, if you see behind what's happening in your life, there are these forces at play. In moments, as I explained in one of my previous radio shows, in moments of transition from one moment to another, there is a moment of stillness. In that moment of stillness, you have peace. The power of peace operating. And when there is a cycle of life going on and you are aware, you can feel the calmness of God operating. Once you see people working hard, once you see machines at work, you will see there is the factor of power, the concept of power, and so on. So if you attune yourself to universal in a universal way, through the power that He is, to the power that He has behind what you're looking for, you will see that the universe and yourself are going to come together to manifest the life you want. And listen to what nature, to what life has to tell you about the power that is using behind all its manifestations. So the universe is the only source and is all that you need and all you are looking for. So cooperate with the universe. Don't cut yourself out of the source, obviously. Then obstacles at that point become only stepping stones to your advancement and growth. So just put yourself a little bit on the side and say, I want to cooperate with the universe. I want to understand what it is that I have to do. And the, all the right people, all the right situation, all the happiness will come. And of course, once you start cooperating with the universe, you understand the most of your success will come through understanding what your dharma is about. And what is your dharma? Is the reason why you were born. And what is the overall dharma of everyone? The overall dharma of everyone is just to realize your true nature in God, in the universe. But how you do that? How you do that? Well, that depends on you. The sun is performing its dharma perfectly. It doesn't do anything. It just is the sun, and everything comes alive, and everybody goes to work, and everybody is awake to do activities, and he's performing his duty perfectly, but he's not really thinking on how to do that, because he's doing his dharma, and he's perfectly successful in doing it. Obstacles at that point are non-existent anymore. It simply is the dharma itself. Now, as you're starting to cooperate and connect with the universe, your Dhamma will become clearer and clearer, step by step, and you know, in little steps. But let's say you still don't know exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. Well, this is a whole other subject, but let's say you have to consider what's right in front of you and understand priorities and understand first things. That first things comes first. First things first. What is more important? Prioritize. Sometimes we get alive, overwhelmed with things to do. It becomes really complicated. Obviously, when we really have to commit to something in a deeper way, we have to understand that we have to simplify our lives. And our lives get simpler. And it's, you achieve much more by doing less, let's say. So simplify your life when your life gets really, really overwhelmed with things to do or too complicated. Now, another thing that we have to understand, we're going to find obstacles in whatever we do in this life, for sure, because we are moving from one era to another era, from one age to another age. Before, it was impossible to talk about energy so extensively as we're talking today. It was impossible to understand the power of thought, the power of thinking of man, the immense divine power that man can have. This could not be understood, but we are still wearing somehow the same clothes we were wearing 100 years ago, before even we came to birth. We're still living the limiting beliefs, the limiting vibrations or limiting teachings of 100 years ago, 500 years ago. Now we are in a moment where we actually have the chance to say, well, I don't want these clothes anymore. I'm going to put new clothes on. So what we're doing is that in this transition, we are removing old clothes. And our common purpose is to understand how we can use our power, how we can use our power to create a new life, to understand our true power in God, to understand how we can connect with the universe. So we're going away from the past, from the limitations of the past, to a new future. And this is a destiny that we are all sharing now in this moment on this planet. So, in doing so, the obstacles are actually arising from our consciousness and from the past. In some sort of way, we are acting as catalysts also for future generations. So part, especially for people who are in the spiritual field, part of the obstacle, or they're using some metaphysical principles anyway, part of the obstacles are generated for the fact that we're going through these transition era. We have to consider this. We have to consider the situation we are in relation to the planet, in relation to the historical spiritual moment. And this is really real and tangible. So, but once we understand that obstacles are usually not so big, then we can start taking away anxieties. And we can start doing small actions toward what we want. We can start doing persistent actions toward what we want. And we have to act on three levels to overcome our actions. If you want a real change in your life, you have to act with the whole of yourself. In the Bible we read, love God with all your mind, all your body, all your strength, all your soul. Only doing something is not enough. Only thinking something is not enough. Only praying something is not enough. You have to put all of yourself, all of your resources, for a real transformation to happen, for a real removal of obstacles. Some people say, oh God, I have these obstacles, I'm going to sit down here until it is sorted out. Well, sometimes you can do that, because sometimes you just don't have to push, sometimes you just have to hold back. But if you decide to do something, if you decide to take action, you have to act on three levels. The conscious level, the subconscious level, and the superconscious level. And the superconscious level is that level that is in connection with the universe, with the divine power within you. The subconscious level is that level of yourself, the dimension of yourself, where you can find your dreams, your imagination, your thought, your subconscious chain reactions. And then there is the conscious level, the world of activities where things are happening now. So you have to harmonize these three levels into the direction that you want in order to have a real change. Let's say you want to overcome a bad habit, then you have to take action every time you feel the impulse of that bad habit to do something to substitute that bad habit. Then you have to understand every time you have an impulse within yourself to maybe use affirmations and imagery to overcome that bad habit, visualizing yourself doing what you want to do instead of what you are a slave, what is enslaving you. And then the superconscious level of yourself needs to connect with the universe for cooperation. And in order to do this, Paramahansa Yogananda used to advise a technique which is called mental whispers. And mental whispers is like the equivalent of praying without ceasing or something similar. But it's not just fixed to a religious belief or to a Christian belief or to a Catholic belief, okay? It is a way of staying connected continuously with the universe, explaining to the universe what is it that you need. And the universe will reply to you, will respond to you at some point. And this is, I want to read something from one of Yogananda's lessons about these mental whispers, inner mental whispers. And this is what he says about it. He says, an unceasing demand for anything, mentally whispered with unflinching zeal and unflagging courage and faith, develops into a dynamic power which so influences the entire behavior of conscious, subconscious, and superconscious powers of men that the desired object is gained. A mental whisper to achieve its object must be undaunted by reverses and unceasing in its inner performance. Then it will materialize. And I'm going to repeat this sentence again because I think it's really important. It just gives the key on how to do anything in your life, isn't it? So I will say this again for you. An unceasing demand for anything, mentally whispered with unflinching zeal and unflagging courage and faith, develops into a dynamic power which so influences the entire behavior of conscious, subconscious, and superconscious powers of man, that the desired object is gained. A mental whisper to achieve its object must be undaunted by reverses and unceasing in its inner performance. Then it will materialize. So, this is what it is about. Sending a message to God, to the universe, constantly, mentally, with inner power, until you feel a strong response, and even then continue to do it for as long as you can. At that point, you will acquire dynamic power. This thought will acquire dynamic power that will penetrate all the three levels of yourselves, which are the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious. And these are all powers that you have, okay? And once you are there, and you persist in this incredible mental whisper that you have prepared, that you're doing, then what it is you're looking for, what it is that the mental whisper about, will materialize. The best mental whispers are obviously the ones that are connecting you with the omnipresent power of God. Okay? It's not just something smaller than that. Because whatever you can achieve, it might have consequences also. Because if you have a basin and you have a cloth in that basin with water, and you're pushing one side of the cloth down, the other side will come up. So there are things that you don't consider. Then maybe you want to push the other side down, and maybe something from the center will come up. There are things that you will not consider. Okay? So the best mental whisper, it's something that connects you with the divine spirit and presence within you. So it can be even just something like, God, reveal thyself to me in all your power, so that I might achieve anything with your light directly from you. Okay? Something like this, a mental whisper continuously broadcasted by the radio of your mind, will get to the point where this is going to manifest, when you are going to have a response from the universe, and from that moment on, you can move mountains. You can move mountains. So just think of the best thing that you can think, and just think that. Just think of the best thing that you can think, and just think that. And remember that everything that does not come from the source of God will have consequences. Therefore, you just think of the divine power of God, that it's within you, to have a life that can be fulfilling in under any circumstance and in all area of your life. And just start doing that with all the powers that you have. And I think this is one of the best things I can advise you. Now, I would like also to guide you through a technique. Since we have time, I would like to guide you through a technique which I call the light brain technique. And this is a technique that Yogananda suggested in some of his lessons, and I rearranged for you in a new modern way. But it is about removing karma, removing obstacles, removing things from your life that are not wanted anymore. Okay? Things that are disturbing you, things that are annoying you, or situations that are repeating themselves, you don't know how to overcome them. Now you have the chance with this technique, if you learn it, to overcome what it is that is bothering you and reaffirm another reality. And this is a great technique which I call the light brain technique. So the first thing to understand, to do right now, is to choose one area of your life that you want to improve, one thing that you want to improve, one thing that you want to get rid of, one subconscious pattern that is limiting your life, or one situation that is presenting itself continuously, like recycling itself, and without giving you the chance to move forward. So you want to get rid of that. And also, so write that down. Visualize it very clearly, very clearly. Don't be afraid to visualize it. Because once you visualize it clearly, you bring it just right in front of you so that you can take it away, you know? So it's really important, even something for the purpose of removing something that you don't like. It's really important to visualize it very strongly and clearly. This is not going to reaffirm your bad reality or whatever it is that you're going through. It is going just to bring things on top so that you can take it out. In other words, let's imagine you have a lot of dirt on the ground. Now you have to gather it all together in one place so that you can just put it in the dustbin after that. So remember, Just don't be afraid to visualize everything strongly, something about something you want to remove. So think what it is now, write it down, visualize it, understand what it is, and then visualize something else. The other reality, the best reality that you want to take place from this moment on, at the place of the other one. Okay, so instead of the bad reality, you want to put something better. And what is this? What is it that you want to put? Put it down now. Write it down now. Visualize it now. So you want to substitute your old, the past, the recycling patterns with something new, something interesting, with something beautiful, something you would like and love to see in your life. And you need a lot of patience in order this to manifest, in order to let yourself allow this manifestation, this new birth. Be patient with yourself. Do it with joy, and let's do it now. So let's sit with the spine straight and your muscles relaxed. Try to understand and that you can go down deep into yourself. One can do that quite easily if it just wants to. And check your body for all tensions, starting from the feet, going up to the calves, and release all tensions. And relax your thighs, relax your buttocks, relax your abdomen and chest and your back, lower, middle, and upper back. And just be sure that your chest is gently open up to the sky. And breathe in and out gently. And relax your shoulders, bringing the shoulders away from the ears. Gently opening your chest a little more, without effort, relaxing your arms, forearms, and hands. Just let your hands rest on your lap with the palm facing upward. Relax your neck and throat and face and tongue and lips and eyes and forehead. Relax your scalp and breathe in and out deeply. Sit comfortably with your eyes closed. Now, breathing in and out, visualize the number 3 times. Breathing in and out, visualize the number 2 times. Breathing in and out, go deeper and deeper. Visualize the number 1 times. And now count down from 10 down to 1. 10. Going deeper. 9. 8. 7. Going always deeper into you, down deep into your center, keeping your awareness high. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Now I need you to push the tip of your thumb and the tip of your index finger of the right hand against each other. As you do this, feel an inner smile rising up from your stomach to your heart and finally up to your forehead. Be intense in it, feeling this inner smile rising up from your stomach to your heart, and finally up to your forehead, while the thumb and the tip of your index finger of the right hand are pushing against each other. Breathe in and fill yourself with energy as you feel this smile, this inner smile within you, and maintain a powerful inner smile as you go through all the practice. Feel the energy that this smile brings you. Now, bring your attention back to a time where you were incredibly confident within yourself, when you felt confident. It can be a long time ago, and even if you don't remember it, trust your subconscious to bring you there. Do this now, going back to time where you felt incredibly confident and in full charge of your power. You felt like nothing was missing in your life. And And it can be anything. It can be any event, even from the time when you were much younger. If nothing comes up, have faith, as I said, in the power of your subconscious to take you there. You will go there automatically. Know that you're there and don't worry anymore. And feel that confidence and joy. And identify that energy rising within you, that smile within you, as the power of that confidence, as the power of the omnipresence of the universe within you. The power of joy, the power of love. And repeat to yourself, I am the power of the universe manifested in me. I am joyous and loved. I have love. I have whatever I want to have that is in tune with the divine will. Feel the energy rising and push again the thumb of your right hand with the tip of your index finger. And breathe in. And feel the energy rising. Nothing can stop this energy. Only you have total control over this energy. Now, I need you to think of this energy as pure magnetism and feel the pulsation of magnetism that at this point, when you feel the magnetism, push the tip of your left thumb against the tip of your left index finger and unite the energy of the two sides of your essence, of your body, of your system together. Feel this confidence building within you more and more as the energy grows. It can help you to visualize pure energy or light as you wish. You can choose. Now breathe in. And this is the important thing. Breathe in and fill your brain with light. So breathe in, bring light to your brain. And do it four times. Breathe in. Bringing light to your brain, enlightening your brain in, breathe out, relaxing, breathe in, enlightening your brain, and relaxing, and breathe in, enlightening your brain, bringing light there, and relax, let's do it once more, breathe in, bring light on to your brain, and relax. You're submerged in a powerful, pure light now, and your brain is the storehouse of the energy. Now that you have built a lot of energy, a lot of magnetism, a lot of power within you, I want you to think of what it is that you want to remove from your life. Anything. All that you have chosen. That particular subject you have chosen. And bring it up there into the brain. Know that all these experiences, all these patterns are registered in the brain. And as you breathe in and lighten the brain, and with that light, burn. Start burning all the negativity, all that it is that you want to remove. Breathe in. That light, burn all the negative reality that you want to remove, and continue to do so. Breathe in. With that light, powerful light, burn everything that you want to remove. See and feel the light burning your negative reality now. Do it now. Burn it in that light until there is nothing. Feel that the burning is complete. Remember that you are a powerful being. Take your time. And when you feel there is nothing left, then say to yourself, I have now burned this situation, this reality, this negativity that I wanted to remove. And I am ready for something beautiful, for something great, for something new. Remember, you're a powerful being. Say mentally to yourself, now. Now this new image of me replaces the old, and bring up to your brain the substitution, the positive reality that you want to put in the place of the old one. And as this time, minute, feel this time the light of your brain nurturing your new reality and putting the seed in the physical world so that your new reality can manifest. And do it now. Breathe in, bringing light up into the brain, nurturing your new reality with the light which is present in your brain. Breathe in, bringing it up, nurturing your reality. And breathe out, relaxing, and breathe in, bringing that light. This time is the creative light of God. And feel your new reality being born. And again, breathe out and do it once more. And vibrate with this light, giving birth to a new reality. And breathe out. Continue to do so until you feel that the universe has responded. Thank the universe and relax joyously in that light. Just relax and say to yourself, my new reality has now totally replaced the old. And I am so thankful. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. I love you. Now wash with light. Imagine a fall of light, like a beautiful waterfall of light, washing all over you, all over the practice you have just done until now, in order to close it. And take a few deep breaths and return to the awareness of the room around you, of this place, of this radio show, and start moving your body. When you're ready, start counting up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Open your eyes slowly. Learn this technique, and the more you practice this technique, the more efficient you will be. This is a technique that Yogananda used to teach to his disciples, that he gives in the lessons. And of course, I have put a little bit more to make you go deeper, because Yogananda just went there and said, you have to do this. But it is important that we go deep enough that we understand, that we have clarity about what we're doing, and at that point, just doing it properly. And this is actually going to happen most of the times. You will see, what I mean is, most of the times you will see that there is a real change even this day, in the same day that you did something. There is something that is changing. You will see something change. You will feel something changing within yourself. And when you feel that change, it is important to understand that this is happening because you have changed something within yourself. And you have to let this change happen, let this change manifest during the day. And this is a key point, because most of the times when we see something different, instinctively we try to hold on to the past. In other words, we say, okay, something is different now, something is changing, I need to grab what it is that I had before, so that I can feel that everything is under control. No. Know that this is happening because you have changed something within yourself through this technique and through your attitude, through your techniques. And what happens is something is changing. So just let go of all the past and just be surprised. Take a little risk and say, yes, I'm going to embrace this change and let it happen. Let it happen. You will feel something. Even when you're at the supermarket, you will feel something within yourself that has taken place. Something has changed. And before we close, I would like you to go through another suggestion. I'm not going to take you through the whole technique because I think we've gone through this one and it's already a big thing, it's already enough. Another suggestion is to do mirror work. Do mirror work and visualize the image in the mirror, your own image in the mirror, as a projection of the reality that you're living. And now see that reality in the mirror changing into the ideal reality that you would like to live, and see that mirroring reality coming back at you. In other words, use the mirror first to project what you are now, the reality that you're living now, then change what it is that you see on the mirror into the new reality you would like to live, and then throw back at you that new reality that you want. And we're going to go through this exercise maybe some other time as well. And for now, I wish you the best, and I hope to see you, to listen. I hope you will be here next week, 10 p.m. Saturday night. For Thailand, it will be 1 o'clock on Sunday. And thank you for listening. Visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.